Haley's show. And oh my goodness gracious, I'm going to be doing a podcast to teach people how to write a book. We're going to be talking about that, ghostwriting and everything. But I'm excited to welcome Sherry from Storehouse Media Group. Sherry, thanks for stopping by. And we're going to talk about soup to nuts when you're looking at a media company for authors. You are it for sure, and all the different things you do. Sherry, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, you know, it's really been like a journey, because I just started as an editor and wasn't even in my bucket list, but I've been editing. And so it just, people would come to me and say, hey, what about this? And so I kept adding services. And now here, Neil, you know, we've got it to where we can take you from concept all the way to the movie screen, social media, audiobooks, publishing, the whole kit and caboodle, ghostwriting your book. If you need somebody to help you write your book, coaching, you just need coaching. We have it all, everything that you can imagine, taking a book. And again, even to the movie screen.
So in the dream of every author is a movie. Like if we went ahead and had a conversation, and that's how we kind of fit. But I think what we found out is it's so hard for authors to market their book, but also it's hard for authors to figure out how to start a book. So you take them from concept saying, I have an idea, Sherry, and you could take them all the way through to a book.
All the way, right? Through.
So kind of explain what you do in that end.
Well, I like to listen to them, because sometimes they think they want to write this book because they're supposed to, but their passion's over here. And I'm like, go with your passion first. If that's your first book, release your passion, get the people involved, get them engaged with you. And so we can take that idea that they have and we just kind of massage it and talk it through, and we get it to where now we've got the first draft, and we just keep moving forward. And now we've got that component, which involves the movie and the television series, the screenwriter, the production, everything else, because people, they like, my story is so important that I want other people to know in a big way. And on the screen, we're there to accommodate you. And I'm super excited at the idea of being able to offer that to authors, because they don't have it. I mean, it's hard to get somebody to take your book and take it to a movie screen.
And that's true, because the process is then a screenwrite. And then how do you screenwrite? And how do you kind of look at the concept of the story? And that's what I think that you bring in as a media company, is you know, so many people have a story and they want to tell that story. And you're talking about an author in the green room that works with, has story about autism. And that's something that you don't see all the time, that someone could go tell that story. So once you've gone through a specific challenge in your life and you want other people like-minded to read about it and read about that story, that's what you do, is you tell people stories. And that's so key. I try to do that on my podcast, radio show, television show, that people really tell a story. I'm not here. And it's interesting. People talk about, you're asking the same questions. Well, people might want to hear that same story every time. You don't have to wow them with your question. You just have to tell the story. And that's what you're telling, your story from soup to nuts. And so you talked about, first of all, Sherry, that you ghostwrite their book and it's written. Then you take it as a publishing company. And what's the next phase after they go and they come up with a concept and write that manuscript through ghostwriting with them and coaching them? What do you do next?
Well, we like to edit it, because, you know, that first draft, a lot of times I tell people, like, don't get like freaked out, because it's going to be, we're putting all your concepts, your thoughts, your ideas, your story down. And I'm a big proponent of storytelling as well. And so, but now let's start putting some meat on those bones. Let's start building, let's breathe life into that story. And so that's what I come in. And when I do a development or line edit, I start looking at that story and I start crawling around in your head and like, what was going on here? What were you doing? Because my aspiration is to whoever's reading that book, they feel like they're in that story with them. They're walking that story with them. They're in the shoes and they can't wait to see what happens to both of them next. So I want the reader to feel those fears, those happiness, the hunger, everything, to smell the ocean with them, you know? And so that's what I do, is I breathe that life into the book and make it come alive for the author.
And you think about that editing process, right? And then that a lot of times people think, do I need an editor? What's the power of editing? How important is it to have a professional editor?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 235 because it is so important. Let me tell you, if you people want to skip that stage, but, and I know with me and I know with other people, if they're reading a book that hasn't been edited and there's errors or things aren't making sense, it's not flowing, it'll turn people off. They'll put that book down and they'll walk away from it a lot of times forever. And the author loses credibility as well. So getting that professional edit into that book and getting it on, people like, okay, they took that extra time. Your readers are going to say they took that extra time to make sure it was readable, it would be a well-written book. And so, you know, if you're not going to edit the book, it's up to everybody because, you know, it's their book. But I cannot stress enough that editing is a crucial component of getting your book published.
No, editing is. And then once it's edited, a cover. The book cover is so powerful. How do you come up with an idea of great book covers? Because that's another big part of it.
Well, you know, the saying, you don't judge a book by its covers. Oh, yeah. A book is judged by its cover. So you're absolutely right. And what we do is we talk with the author. We're very client focused. I mean, it's not like a fill out a form and we just kind of like cross our fingers and hope. We actually talk to the author and we put together different covers and mock covers and the title and the author's name and different fonts and different colors. And we send it to the author and like, what do you like and what don't you like? So they may say, well, I like this picture here, but I like this picture over here with that. And I love this color font on this one, but I want it placed down here. So it's all customized. Everything we do in Storehouse Media Group is customized. There's no cookie cutter plan or whatever. We look at what you do. We are very invested into your success. Your success is our success. So we want to do everything we can to make sure that book is a success and represents you, the author, and whatever you're talking about. So we take that extra, we go that extra mile when the author looks at it and they'll know. They'll look at all these covers and like, that's what I want. And then we'll pull it together and oh my goodness, it just turns out so good. The author knows, they know in their head right. What they want.
And then for our next segment next week, we'll talk more about different things. I think we got a good amount for people to understand because you're going to see a lot more of Sherry, especially on my live stream, as everyone kind of tunes into my live stream more and more. And if you have a story, you need to contact Sherry today. Appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks again. And where they can, they can go to storehousemediagroup.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. Thanks again, Sherry.
Thanks, Neil.
You were listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.